and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Democratic attorneys general in several states vowed to file a lawsuit to stop the White House task force known as DOGE from accessing federal payment systems.
To try to block DOGE's access, believing it's an extra legal or illegal attempt to potentially jeopardize the personal data of Americans.
That's CBS's Ed O'Keefe. A federal judge temporarily blocks the deadline for federal worker buyout proposals. Jackie Simon of the Federal Workers Union urges members to read the fine print.
It's a very, very bad deal.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. FBI agents who worked on the January 6th investigation into Donald Trump are fearing retribution. CBS's Scott McFarland spoke exclusively with an agent we are not identifying because he fears for his safety. Scott asked him what it was like to fill out the questionnaire about which cases he worked on.
Really demoralizing. Defeated. We all feel defeated. And really for nothing. We don't feel like anyone has our backs.
More of the interview with that agent will air tonight on the CBS Evening News. A judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's proposed buyout offer for federal workers until at least Monday. Jackie Simon with the American Federation of Government Employees has this advice for the union's members.
Think once, think twice. Talk to an attorney, a personal attorney if they have one. Take a deep breath and think hard before they decide to sign the agreement.
Democratic attorneys general from a dozen states plan to sue to limit Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency's access to federal payment systems.
In a statement, they say they're taking action in defense of the Constitution, people's right to privacy, and essential funding that individuals and communities are counting on. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A federal judge in Seattle has blocked Trump's order banning birthright citizenship. Democratic attorneys general, including Washington State's Nick Brown, had also sued over that.
We do not have a king. We have a president who must abide by the laws. And if they want to amend the Constitution, there is a process by which to do that.
CBS News has learned Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem will visit Guantanamo Bay tomorrow. She wants to get an update on the conversion of the naval base into a detention center for thousands of undocumented migrants. With eggs in short supply due to bird flu, some customers are now hoarding eggs.
Thank you for shopping at Costco.
Like many grocery stores, Costco has been selling out of eggs on a daily basis.
All the egg substitutes were gone. Everything was gone at 10 o'clock.
That's why Mike Hahn arrived right when the store opened to get his eggs. Some customers have been buying hundreds of eggs at a time.
Not fair to the people who can't be here because they're working at 9 a.m. in the morning.
This store is now limiting shoppers to 3 cartons per person.
13.49.
A Costco employee says some customers who bought too many eggs have been returning them past their expiration date. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Foster City, California.
A judge has just sentenced Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter to nearly 5 years in prison. Ippei Muzihara admitted to stealing millions of dollars from Ohtani to pay off his betting losses. He also will have to pay $18 million in restitution to Ohtani and to the IRS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. Democratic attorneys general in several states vowed to file a lawsuit to stop the White House task force known as DOGE from accessing federal payment systems.
To try to block DOGE's access, believing it's an extra legal or illegal attempt to potentially jeopardize the personal data of Americans.
That's CBS's Ed O'Keefe. A federal judge temporarily blocks the deadline for federal worker buyout proposals. Jackie Simon of the Federal Workers Union urges members to read the fine print.
It's a very, very bad deal for the employee under certain circumstances. It absolves the government from any liability for anything forever.
A federal judge issues a preliminary injunction to block Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
He said that this president sees the rule of law is just an impediment to his policies. But this federal judge believes that the rule of law is a bright beacon.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight with the wind dying down, cold though, low near 5 above. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high in the low 20s. Then a winter storm watch for several inches of snow late Friday night into Saturday. Highs in the low 20s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees, and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour.
Comes in left wing. What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. The Wisconsin Badgers return to the Kohl Center this weekend to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Face off Friday night at 7, Saturday at 6 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And the Badgers hoping to get back on the winning track after last weekend at Mariucci Arena in Minneapolis, where the Golden Gophers knocked off Wisconsin twice, 5-2 and 4-1. The scores not indicative of the games. In fact, Friday, Wisconsin played a fantastic first period, jumped out to a 2-0 lead on goals by Simon Tassi and Rylan Mosley. Minnesota tied it in the second period, then scored 3 in the third, an empty netter, a 5-2 decision. And then Saturday, Wisconsin locked down defensively for 50 minutes. It was scoreless midway through the third period, and then the Gophers scored 3 goals in 5 minutes. Ryan Botterill, the freshman, got a goal to cut it to 3-1, but Minnesota added an empty netter and won 4-1. So the Badgers currently 11-14-1 in fifth place in the Big Ten, only 2 points behind Michigan for the final quarterfinal spot, home ice in the first round of the Big Ten playoffs. That makes every weekend series important, including this one against Penn State. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us now. And Mike, I tell you, that first period, and I'm going to harp on this because I'm pretty much all positive when it comes to talking about Badger hockey, but that was a positive. Now, you go on the road in a hostile environment. That was their third largest crowd they ever had. By the way, Minnesota drew 21,000 fans for the series, which was the largest series, the most attended series they had ever had, and a record-breaking crowd on Saturday. But to start like that on the road, you could hear the fans in the stands agitated and getting nervous and a couple of boos here and there. You had them right where you wanted to in that first period.
Yeah, you know what? We got off to a good start. Thought we possessed pucks. We're hard on pucks. We took time and space away from Minnesota. Didn't give up that forward group and a group of defensemen that like to get up in the play. A lot of opportunities to do that. And then in this second period, they flipped the switch and flipped the script. We had to defend a bit more. I thought our puck decisions going through the neutral zone, and we discussed that really throughout our entire prep week, of they're a good enough hockey team. They're number one in the country in offense. We have to play offense. We can't be afraid to play with the puck and make plays. It's just make sure that, you know, our decisions and where we're at in the rink and what we're doing with it is going to go to areas that we can either get it or defend. And we didn't do that through the second period. I thought the turning point for me in that game and really in the series is the shot that Snuggerud takes from outside a dot, and it finds the back of the net. That crowd that you talked about got into the game, and you know, we didn't manage it very well going into the second period, and I thought it was a horse apiece going into the third, and they found a way to get it done, and we didn't.
Yeah, and then Saturday, though, you were able to tighten up a little bit defensively, but it took away from your offense a little bit, too, you said.
Yeah, you know what, you look at Friday's game and Snuggy and his line mates, Paulson and Zimmer, really had an outstanding night, so we wanted to try and make sure we kept them in check a little bit. And again, limit the number of outnumbered rushes that they had. But what we got away from in that process is playing offense ourselves. We're the best version of ourselves this year when we're connected. When our defenseman gets back, whether it's in the neutral zone or just inside our zone, and we turn around and there's four options, his D partner, somebody on the wall, the middle, the weak side, and we're connected.
Yeah.
And I just thought we really got spread out. Where when our defenseman came back and ended up picking a puck up, we were stretching the zone. And anytime we got it to somebody in that neutral zone, all it was just chip and chase. And yes, it might have helped us a little bit defensively, but it sure, I think just, we had some opportunities, don't get me wrong.
Sure, sure.
But we didn't capitalize on those, and we didn't have enough of them.
Yeah, it's fine to dump and chase, but if you don't have the manpower to do it, it's not going to work. If their goalie is playing the puck before you can get anywhere near it, like Liam Soulier was doing, you're going to have troubles, right?
Well, and it's, you know, in this game, if you're dumping it, it better be some place that you can get to it first.
Right.
Otherwise, you're chasing the game. And, it, you know, like I said, when we're – I just thought we got spread out. This week, we'll do an awful lot of work on getting back to the puck, so we're in that support.
Yeah. You know, I don't fans, hockey fans know the game. There are others that maybe not as well. So when you're on the road, the other team gets to change its forwards or D pair. They get the last change. So you send your top line out, Findlay, Mosley, and Morrissey. You send out, you know, let's say Kerr and Hensler, whomever it may be. Well, there's Bob Mozgov saying, okay, how do I want to match up with that? It's a fun little cat and mouse game, isn't it, doing that, especially with a friend of yours like Bob Mozgov?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, different series, different years, different team makeups on trying to get the matchups that you want. If it's your ones against their fours, they ice a puck and their fours are out there, can you get your two best centermen out there to be able to try and start with the puck in the offensive zone?
Right.
You know, this weekend you've got Aiden Fink coming in, and his line has been incredibly productive for Penn State. And so we need to be aware of that and make sure that we've got the right people on the ice at the appropriate time. Now, as a hockey team and as the game goes, because it's not like football where you blow a whistle, start line up again and do it again, blow a whistle, and you're getting to a line of scrimmage every time. Our game's fluid. You can go 9, 10, 11 minutes without a whistle. So our ability to, you know, be good offensively with some depth, be good defensively with some depth is going to make a difference when you're playing on the road. And last weekend, I thought on Friday, we did not do that. Saturday, we were better, but not good enough offensively.
Yeah. I know a couple of your players had talked about some bad breaks during the game, and it's happened a few times. I brought it up for Pete's sake. You know, if it weren't for bad luck, you wouldn't have no luck at all, the old Cream song. Or hee-haw, depending on what you like. And you've continually said this, you have to create your own luck.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm saying, you know, if it weren't for bad luck, I can just tell you're grinding your teeth. You don't like hearing that stuff.
Well, you know what? Again, at the end of the day, nobody cares. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the job's got to get done. And if it does or doesn't, is the difference between feeling like you're going in a good direction. Now, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. I thought we did some really good things over the weekend, not enough. And when you play a team that deep with some of the horses that they have, they can pick you apart at times. And so for us, our mentality has to be, okay, that's what happened. We have to own it. We have to own the pluses and the minuses. But at the end of the day, it's not about competing. It's about wins and losses.
Right.
And that mentality of what you have to do to be able to be there at the end. That's the journey this group's been on. All of us have been on together this year, and we've had some bad things that have happened. But I've seen our group continue to go back to work. That's going to be our mentality this week. Monday was really good. Oh. We need to just stack our week so that we've learned from what just happened this last weekend, positively, negatively. Special teams has to be better. Our goaltending has to be better. But at the end of the day, we have to be better and make sure that we do everything that we can do to impact the results on a Friday night that we have in our own building this weekend, and make sure that we're garnering points here as we're playing at home.
Yeah. You know, I get a kick watching practice, and I appreciate you'd let me do that too. Monday, when the guys came out, young people are so resilient. I mean, and these guys, that may have been the best Monday practice he had all year, after a win or a loss.
thank goodness for them. and again, for those people that are out there, you understand you have a bad month, and your numbers aren't what they should be. That following Monday that you go into the office, it seems like everybody's got to, if they're willing to accept looking in a mirror and understanding what your responsibilities are. And really, you get to bring that energy, that effort, that attitude, and that should be our basement, not our ceiling. And so our basement was on Monday that's what we went back out. We can't change Friday and Saturday on Monday. Mm-hmm. We need to prepare Monday for what's going to happen on Friday. The guys did a good job of that.
How resilient are coaches?
You have to be. You know what? It's great being around someone walking the halls with Mark Johnson. He helps me ground myself a little bit and understand that you know what? It is a daily grind, and it's one that we're blessed to have the opportunity to be walking on this campus at the Kohl Center, at the LeMond Center, being, you know, around the people that we have. And so for me, you've got to first point thumbs, and the thumb goes at the head coach.
Sure.
Right? So that's one you've got to own as a head coach, your staff, and try and do everything you can possibly do to help those young men get better.
Yeah. Mark Johnson will be coming up a little bit later in the show. And, you know, I should point out, while it was disappointing last weekend what transpired at Minnesota, there was some good hockey played, and we should not lose sight of the fact that you had a 17-game stretch where you lost only one game in regulation. You've been playing some pretty good hockey. And again, at times you did against the Gophers. So it doesn't mean you can't do it again this weekend against Penn State and beyond.
Oh, no. What do we get to control? We get to control today, our dailies. Right. And so from that standpoint, you better, you know, keep that focus out the windshield on what's going on in front of you and what's going to happen today. And we can't focus on tomorrow. We've got to take these steps in a way that we keep building our week and make sure, because I am going to tell you this, Penn State's coming in. They're playing really good hockey. They're excited about trying to get as far up that leaderboard as they can, because they're trying to get to home ice. We're trying to do the same thing, and it'll be a battle on Friday.
Yep. Badgers and Penn State Friday and Saturday night. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America? is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
Hey, fans, for every goal the Wisconsin men's and women's hockey team score this season, Oak Park Place and other select hockey radio sponsors are pledging $10 for research conducted on campus by the UW Initiative to End Alzheimer's Disease. And you can assist us in trying to end Alzheimer's. Visit goalsforacure.org to learn more and where you can sign up to give for each Badger goal scored this season. Mike Hastings with us, the Wisconsin Badgers back at the Kohl Center to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions this weekend. I know we spoke about it after the Michigan series a couple of weeks ago, but it just gives you goosebumps, you know, when you feel the energy of the crowd, those two crowds. And I am so impressed with what the Kreese Creatures have done over the last number of years, and they're going from ice level to the rafters in that student section. That is such a kick.
Well, it just... Again, and I'm sure, you know, over the time that we've been here, we want to continue to grow that. They make such a difference. And not just the students, but the people that came out to watch our series against the University of Michigan, and they had an impact on that. Now, I will say we have to do our job to get them involved in the game. And I just say the energy that was in the building that weekend, we need that again this weekend. We've got to do our job if they come out and watch us. We need them to come out and watch because it just becomes such a home ice advantage. And when we start our season, one of our goals, one of the initial goals is to try and be able to play at home in the first round of the playoffs. That's still a goal that's attainable for us. And so we're going to need them on Friday, and we've got to go do our job.
Yeah, Wisconsin right now in fifth place, need to get fourth, third, or second for home ice in the first round. Only 2 points behind Michigan, and the Wolverines have a big series coming up this weekend against Michigan State, so we'll be keeping an eye on that. And as I mentioned, too, at the outset of the show, you're very much in the mix still for the NCAA tournament. You look at the pairwise rankings, 17th. 16 teams get into the tournament. There are conference tournament champions, so automatic bids to the NCAA tournament. So you really like to get up to 13, if not higher, if at all possible. But you're in position still. Win at home would be huge, and Penn State's in the same boat, really. Now, they're on the road. These games actually for them mean a little bit more because they're road games, just like last weekend was huge for Wisconsin, and next weekend will be huge for Wisconsin going to Ohio State. But, you know, you'd rather be in position than out of the conversation entirely. So
well, you're talking, you've seen what Penn State's done over their last 10 games.
Yeah. They're 3-2-3 in the last 10 or 8 Big Ten games, but 5-2-3 in their last 10 games.
So they went from being out of the picture to being in the picture.
Yeah.
Same thing with us over prior to this last weekend. We'd putting ourselves back into the conversation. Right. Really, what you're talking about is what it is to play in the Big Ten. You know, because you week in, week out, for the most part, you've got teams that are in that consideration. And so for us to continue to build our book of business, we've got to take advantage of playing at home this weekend and whatever it takes.
Right.
That's really what we've gotten to right now. Whatever it takes for us to be able to get at home and play at home in that first round of the playoffs, try and continue to build your book of business so that you're in a spot to get to the NCAA tournament. And you know what? We're talking about things that are down the road. For us, we've already referenced, I thought we had a great Monday. We need to continue to build our week so that by Friday we're in the best position to be successful.
Yeah, it looked like, you know, there have been issues along the way. You had brought up getting off to better starts. You know, against Michigan, you had to rally to get those points from them. Did you like how you started at Mariucci against Minnesota both games?
I did actually both nights.
Well, Friday, here's for sure.
And here's the thing that happens. Like, to me, the one thing about this business you call coaching is you plug holes, right? And the weekend that we played against Michigan, we didn't get off to some good starts. We had 2-goal deficits. Yeah. Both goaltenders end up getting pulled. We still found a way to get 4 or 6 points. So what do we focus on? We discuss. You want to, if you're going to continue to get better, you can't forget about what you did well, which I thought we were very resilient against Michigan.
Yes.
That should be something we can build on confidence-wise. Then you go in and we play as well as we did in the first period against Minnesota. So we kind of plugged that hole this last weekend. But one thing that we've struggled with and that we've got to get fixed or this season isn't going to get finished off the way that it can is our ability to close out games, and finding ways. Now, playing from behind, we've shown we can do that, come back and win hockey games. We've done that. When we get off to leads, we've got to find a way to seal those games if we're going to be a difference maker at the end of the year.
Yeah. Do you feel like a high school calculus teacher, though? Because you've been through the same experience over and over. And sometimes it seems like the guys, all right, they figure it out. But other times, not. It's like you're repeating the same lesson, right?
Yeah, and again, I'm a big believer in if the students don't figure it out, you better look at the teacher. You know what I mean? So from our standpoint, we've got to continue to push the buttons and get the guys to believe in what we need to believe in to be successful in those moments. And that sets with us. We're all in this together. But at the end of the day, we've got to find a way to play as complete a hockey game as we can. Because when we do that, special teams-wise, starts, finishes, we're a tough out. And that's what you have to be at the most important time of the year.
Yeah, speaking of special teams, Wisconsin's penalty kill has been on a nice roll here for the last, month and a half or so. The power play has been really good all season, but you brought up a good point to me, too. You know, it's great scoring power play goals. If you can add to the lead with power play goals, finding, important power play goals. You know, goals at an important time, whether it's even strength or power play, or if you can sneak in a shorty there too, but trying to get that power play to produce when, boy, you need it like no other time.
We just talked about that early this week on when you have those opportunities. And once you start to get to this point of the year, those opportunities become fewer and fewer. Teams are defending better. Right. Referees don't want to get involved. And so when you have those opportunities, you've got to be dialed when it arises. And that's, up until really this last week and a half, our group has been pretty good over the second half. And so wake-up call for us, and our entries have to be a bit better going back to try and get possession immediately in that zone by winning that faceoff, and then being a little bit more aggressive once we get a puck to a net.
Yeah. Sounds like Cody Laskowski is close to coming back. He's been on the number one power play for quite some time. Simon Tassi moved up into that spot when Cody went down with an injury. By the way, Simon has scored in each of the last three series, so it'd be nice if he can keep putting the puck away. And Christian Fitzgerald's been playing well as well. But do you think Cody's close to maybe this? I know he told me yesterday, I'm back. And I was like, I'm not sure if it's your decision necessarily, right?
Yeah, he's back on the ice. Well, you know what? Again, our jobs, our training staff's jobs are to put a young man in a position to be successful. And we don't want one and done. Cody's been out for a while, so we're going to manage that, but he is going in a really good direction, and we hope that continues.
And Cody Laskowski scored a couple of goals when the Badgers went to State College in November and took 5 of 6 points from the Penn State Nittany Lions, who come to town 12-11-3. You look at their Big Ten record, they're 6-10-3 in sixth place. They're 10 points behind the fifth place Badgers, but this is a team that started 0-8 in the Big Ten, and it coincided with the injury to their starting goaltender, Arseniy Sergeyev, who's back now. And we mentioned, they're 5-2-3 in their last 10. They've only got 2 losses in their last 8 Big Ten games. They just came off a split with Michigan, and they could have won the Saturday game. They give up 4 goals in the third period in Ann Arbor. But this is a team that they jump off the bench looking for the puck, and then they shoot the puck, that type of thing. Guy Gadowski's, that's been his M.O. Since he took over that program 13 years ago. It's a fun brand of hockey. I mean, you can see why fans file into that arena in State College, because it's up and down and they get after it.
Yeah, and you've got to be aware of just what they do, how they do it.
Yeah.
And they're a shot volume team. And so our ability with our sticks and our bodies and our positioning to be able to keep them to the outside and not let them get to the net, they're about as good as a rush offense team. We just played, I think, one of the best in the country.
Yeah.
But Penn State likes to get out and get going, and so we're going to have to defend that way. But at the end, our puck management and us trying to take advantage of playing at home is what has to be in the forefront.
Yeah. The Badgers will be facing a very powerful line led by Matt DeMarsico, a former Green Bay gambler. Reese Laubach, who actually committed to Mike Hastings at Minnesota State. He's having a good year. And then Aiden Fink, a former Badgers commit who's got 19 goals and 37 points. He's fun to watch. So, again, Wisconsin and Penn State, Friday night, 7 o'clock face-off, Saturday at 6 on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And before I let you go, Mike Hastings celebrated his birthday on Monday. How you feeling?
You know what, old? You know, when you go out of the road and you get drummed twice in a place that you just don't like to go and lose, you know what? It probably brings out the aches and pains a little bit more than if you go out and do your business. But you know what? Fortunate to have the wife that I have, to have the family that I have, and just going to continue to enjoy the opportunity that we have here to be in Madison and try and make a difference. And that's what we're going to try and do this week.
All right. Belated happy birthday. Have fun this weekend. Good luck.
Thanks.
Sure. That's head coach Mike Hastings. Again, the Badgers and Penn State coming up. A lot more to get to. Stick around. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. when stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Well, just a few weeks left in the regular season, and Michigan State continues to lead the Big Ten, 2 points better than Minnesota. The Gophers are idle this weekend. Ohio State in third place, Michigan in fourth, Wisconsin in fifth place. Michigan plays at Michigan State this weekend. Ohio State is at Notre Dame. Of course, the Badgers coming off that disappointing series at Minnesota. After practice on Monday, I spoke with Badgers captain Owen Lindmark.
Well, Owen, you're in both games at Mariucci Arena. You're tied in the third period both nights. The Gophers prevail. They're a good hockey team, let's not forget that. But I know you've been so close so many times. So how does the team handle it? How does the captain handle it when you've been there? You're right on the doorstep and it's just not always working out for you.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it shows we can play with anyone in the country. You know, we're right in there with them. And then we just got to make sure we're playing a full 60 because, you know, a couple times happened throughout each game where we let little details slip, and we just got to be better and make sure that we're, you know, protecting our net first and then going out from there. So, you know, with our last six-game stretch here, we know what's at stake for us. We're very excited at the opportunity. We believe in each other. We're excited to go on this journey together. And we'll just take it one game at a time.
Sure. I guess you'd all be a little bit more concerned if you weren't in all these games, right? I mean, if you're getting blown out, then it's an entirely different story.
Yeah. I mean, obviously no one wants to lose a hockey game. But the one thing that's never wavered with this group is our effort and attitude. Every day we're bringing it. You know, we're very positive. We're bringing energy. And, you know, that's some things that you can't ask for on some teams. And, you know, some people would be really jealous of what we have in that locker room. So I think, you know, the brotherhood that we have in there is unbelievable. And, you know, we all believe in each other. We believe in ourselves. And then for the team especially, we know what we can do.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about, you know, if it weren't for bad luck, you'd have none at all? I mean, I think about Saturday, their first goal, you kill off a power play, and a puck just happens to bounce to a guy off a shin pad, and he puts it in, and then the second goal goes off a skate near the blue line and redirects. And I mean, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, first one, I kind of take responsibility for that. I wish I could have got in front of that puck and blocked it, helped our goalie out. And then the second one, you know, just wrong place, right, wrong time. You know, we just got to figure out how to not let that happen, right? Because that's the game of hockey. There's going to be bounces, and we just got to be in the best spots to prevent those.
Sure. Talking with Owen Lindmark, I will say one thing about Minnesota. The atmosphere was awesome, wasn't it? I mean, that's college hockey at its best, just like the weekend before when you guys drew 24,000 for Michigan.
Yeah, I think it's great for the game of college hockey. Getting that many fans in the building, hats off to that fan base. You know, it was a great environment, really fun to play in. Obviously, being a big rival with Minnesota, it always helps. Always makes those games worth a little bit more.
Yeah.
Obviously, frustrated with the result, especially, you know, the season result against those guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're hoping we can play them again in the playoffs. Right. And, you know, we believe in each other. We believe in this group. And I think we can definitely take it to them if we see them again.
Sure. Owen's going to be playing in his 165th and 66th games against Penn State this weekend. He's closing in on 170 games as a Wisconsin Badger. Only 11 others have ever done that. Rob Andringa played more games than any Badger, 179. Gary Shuchuk played 177. Josh S. and Chris Tansel played 172. Brett Kurtz, I think, was 171. I mean, you have a chance to move into fifth all-time, maybe a tie for third as well. Think about it. Owen, you've played 170 games with the Wisconsin Badgers. My goodness. I mean, you know, it's too bad you can't play a few more, get to 200, you know?
Yeah, first and foremost, just what a blessing it's been for all these games. You know, I love this university. I love this school. I'd do anything for it. And I think that's why, you know, I just kept deciding to come back. Obviously, when I stepped on campus as a freshman, I never thought I'd be here for more than 4 years. But, you know, I've just been kind of living in the present, living day by day, trying to, you know, make the most of what's in front of me and the opportunities I've had. And this is where we're at. So it's, you know, it's a special honor, I guess. Maybe not. But, you know, I'm excited. It's another hockey games for me, and
sure.
We're just one step closer to, you know, playoffs, and hopefully we can get this thing on a run real quick.
I will tell you, Rob Andringa was very proud of that record, 179. And you got to know Robbie, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's the best. You know, that whole family's awesome. I was talking with Doc a couple weeks ago, and yeah, it's just unbelievable. Robbie was a great guy. I remember my freshman year, he came and talked to us when we were playing at Minnesota, mm-hmm. believe it or not. And, you know, he gave us a huge speech that it was emotional. It was unbelievable. And yeah, but hey, I mean, that record's his, so I'm glad I can't touch it. You know, he deserves that.
Sure. Well, if you make a long run, you can come pretty close, that's for sure. And why can't you, right? You got Penn State this weekend. You know what you're going to face. You've actually had a nice run against the Nittany Lions over the last few years, too. So you're going to have some confidence going in. That doesn't mean a hill of beans if you don't take care of business, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a smart group. And obviously last weekend didn't go how we wanted it to. But if you take that weekend out and you look at the progress we've had before that, the last stretch of games, dating back to, you know, Christmas time, we've been on a nice roll. And as I've, you know, said, we have all the confidence in the world in each other. We know what it's going to take, and we believe in each other. And ultimately, that's the most important thing you can have as a team. And, you know, we're really excited for the opportunity and ready to get going this weekend.
That's the captain, Owen Lindmark. Hey, the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team can clinch the WCHA regular season title this weekend at home against Minnesota. Head coach Mark Johnson's coming up next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors' Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Jerry?
Ah! Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Owen Lindmark, center from Wisconsin men's hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. You can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Looking forward to this weekend series at LeBon Arena. The Wisconsin women's hockey team, again, the unanimous number one team in the country, taking on third-ranked Minnesota Saturday at 2 o'clock and then Sunday at noon. Saturday is senior day for the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll talk more about that with head coach Mark Johnson, who's with us now. Mark's team just got back from Duluth, where they played UMD in a couple of really tight games. In fact, the Bulldogs on Friday in the series opener jumped out to a 1-0 lead about 8 minutes in. Marianne Picard later tied it. It was 1-1 at the end of regulation before Kirsten Sims scored in overtime. Badgers prevailed 2-1. Ava McNaughton stopped 27 shots that night to earn the victory. And then Saturday, Wisconsin's down 1-0. It got to the third period. Badgers still trailing before Layla Edwards sniped in the game-tying goal. And then senior Sarah Wasnevich, the game winner with about 8 minutes left. Ava stopped 26 shots in that game as the Badgers improved to 27-1-2 overall, and they're just 2 points shy of clinching the WCHA regular season title outright. So they could be celebrating here at LeBon Arena on Saturday and Sunday. Mark, you knew going to Duluth that you were going to get their best shot. They had been struggling a little bit, had lost four in a row, but they have a fantastic goaltender, and Ava Gascon, who was very, very good against you. But thankfully for you, Ava McNaughton may have been just a little bit better. But you got two wins up there, and that's what you wanted.
Yeah, it was the atmosphere probably both nights was more suited to what's going to happen in about a month when we start our playoffs. And, you know, it's tight. Both teams trying to create some chances. Both goaltenders equal to those challenges and making a lot of real nice saves. And it's a game where, you know, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to do things that give coaches gray hairs. But, you know, can you learn as you go through that process? And as we told the team prior to the weekend series when we went up there was, hey, they've lost four in a row. They're a proud team. They're a good team. They defend well. They have a very good goaltender. And you got to be ready to play Friday when they drop the puck. And so they all look at you and you think they're ready. And then we go on the ice and now, you know, that team – there's just a little bit more in their gas tank, you know, but just because they don't want to lose. They don't want to lose five in a row. And so they came out that first 7 or 8, 10 minutes, and the message that I was talking about, now our players were seeing, and then, you know, can you adjust? Can you always start, you know, winning some 50-50 battles instead of losing a high percentage of them and playing your own end and relying on your goaltender to keep the game close? And so it was an interesting process. I thought, especially in the second game Saturday, about the halfway mark of the second period, we started to go. And we started to play the way we're capable of playing. And for the next, you know, 30 minutes, we were good. And their goaltender was good. And, you know, you get into the third period and you're, you know, it might be 1-0. It might end up 1-0 or empty net goal 2-0. You know, and Ava stopped a breakaway in the early part of that third period to keep it 1-0. And then, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we got what we needed. We got a second, third opportunity, and Layla put it in. And now you create some excitement, and Waz scores a real big-time goal. And then we got to the finish line. But as a coach, you look at it, and, hey, we're getting ready for the playoffs. These are like playoff games. How do we do? So we got challenged Saturday, and I was really proud of the team that we accepted the challenge going into that third period and found a way to win.
Yeah. I was happy for Sarah Wasnevich. I've known her for a while, and you know, she's a young lady that's been in your top six, and at times recently not so much. There have been injuries that have been involved too, but she came up with a big goal, and that's got to lift her confidence, don't you think?
It does, and you know, she's been playing well. Probably could maybe have 4, 5, 6 more goals, and you know, we've tried to get her to shoot more. She's got a very hard shot. Now, can I hit a spot? Well, that game winner Saturday afternoon, she hit her spot from, you know, the short side right under the bar, and I mean, it's a big-time NHL-type goal, but she's capable of doing that. I remember her freshman year scoring a goal in the first period up there. Similar type situation, came down short side, bar down, and it's fun when you watch kids that, you know, play hard, they play well, maybe don't score as much as they would like to, but when they score, they come back to that bench, they have that special smile on that face because, you know, they enjoy that.
Yeah. Mark Johnson is with us here. I wanted to bring up Ava McNaughton, too. She was named the Goalie of the Week in the WCHA for the third time this season. She's having an excellent sophomore campaign, a 1.16 goals against, a .949 save percentage. I know the week before against St. Cloud, I wouldn't say she had a rough weekend, but some uncharacteristic goals were scored on her. But, boy, she bounced back. How much better is she as a sophomore than she was as a freshman last year when she led you to the national championship game?
She's done well. I mean, the volume was going to be the issue. Could she handle the volume? Because, you know, every goalie wants to play every game. Well, can you handle every game knowing that our schedule and the travel? And, you know, she was part of that group that went over to Finland in December. So she's played a lot of hockey, and she's held together well. And as we've talked about many times, if your goaltender gives you a chance to win, I don't care if she lets in one goal, no goals, three goals. If you have a chance to win that game, yeah, she's done her job. And so it's interesting you mentioned the last couple weekends, because the couple goals that went in against St. Cloud were similar to what, you know, the goal looked like Friday night. Here comes a shot from the point. It's up high.
Yeah.
It's about this, you know, the height of the bar on the net, and it hits something, and then it hits something else and rolls up and then goes down and goes in. There's like three goals, two against St. Cloud, and then the one Friday night,
yeah,
the same way. And you're looking at it going, well, you know, she makes all these wonderful saves, and here this puck bounces, but hey, give the other team credit. And then, yeah, the, you know, the goal that they scored Saturday night was made a great pad save. The rebound, you know, pops out right on their stick.
Mm-hmm.
The girl puts it into, you know, the empty net. So, you know, the bottom line is she's been comfortable. I think, you know, having played the number of games she's played, her confidence has grown.
Yeah.
And now she's really experienced. I mean, last year she played every other game until the end when we ran with her to the national championship game. This year, you know, she was going to be our number one. And the big question was, could she handle back-to-back games against, you know, some of the high opponents that, sure, we play against? And can she do that for a period of time? And she showcased herself now that she's been able to do that. So it's great for us, and hopefully it continues for the next month and a half.
Yep. Knocking on wood for you. Again, Wisconsin home to play Minnesota this weekend. More on the Gophers in just a moment. Saturday at LeBron Arena, it is Senior Day, and the Badgers will honor six players that day. Lacey Eden, who transferred in as a freshman, has had a remarkable career at the University of Wisconsin with over 150 points. I mentioned Sarah Woznevich as well, Katie Kutlowski, Quinn Kunitz, one of the goaltenders on this squad, Marianne Picard as well. She's a redshirt junior, but in her fourth year here, she's going to go through the senior presentation on Saturday. And then Casey O'Brien, who's close to moving past Brianna Decker for second and all time in scoring in Wisconsin women's hockey history. If she goes on a run, she maybe could catch Hillary Knight's school record, which I think is 262 points. But that's a nice group of young ladies there that you've had for the last 4 or 5 years, and it's kind of bittersweet. You know, they've done so much for you. It's sad to see them go, but you know you're going to see them again at some point too.
Yeah, it's, you know, every time, you know, we get into this part of the season where we're, you know, recognizing our seniors, you reflect on when they were freshmen. Actually, you know, we reflect on them where they're probably sophomores or juniors in high school, mm-hmm, when we start, you know, first start developing relationships with them and their family. And all of a sudden you see them going on the ice, which they'll do Saturday afternoon with their parents. And, you know, you give them flowers and you recognize them, and all of them in unique ways. And you mentioned the points and the goals, you know, things that they've done leadership wise, being captains, alternate captains.
Sure.
They've done a lot for the program. So most people and most kids, you know, they'll want to leave the program better off than when they got here. And so as they're leaving it, you look at those kids and what they've done with our program, you know, just happy to see them have success. And the next step will be get their degrees, and then they move on. Will they go play in the PWHL? Will they, yeah, retire from hockey? But a lot of people around here will remember it, and it'll be a special night for all of them and their families.
Again, Senior Day on Saturday, 2 o'clock puck drop against Minnesota. Sunday, face-off is at noon. Minnesota just split with Ohio State this past weekend at Ritter Arena, and the Badgers actually swept the Gophers in October back at Ritter. Minnesota's off to a 22-6-1 start. Abby Murphy, one of the best players in the country with 24 goals and 50 points. Hannah Clark has been their number one goaltender, about a 9-10 save percentage. Their power play is really good, too. I mean, this is a team, some people say Minnesota's down this year. I wouldn't say that at all.
No, they're not down at all. You know, I watched their first game against Ohio State, which, you know, they won 3-1. And, you know, Ohio State obviously is a top two or three team in the country. And it's fun to play these games this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to have our battles last weekend up in Duluth, which was tough, which was hard. Scoring was going to be, you know, low. And now we get Minnesota, who, you know, they play fast. They've got good speed. You mentioned a couple of their players who are elite players. And so this time of year, it's fun to play these games. Hopefully you're successful. But, you know, by the end of Sunday afternoon, We'll know more about ourselves. It'll elevate our play, because if you're not playing well, then you know the game gets away from you real quickly. Right. And so, it's a good time to work on the things that are really going to be important for the next month as we get into the playoffs.
Yeah. And finally, as I mentioned at the outset, too, Wisconsin's 2 points shy of clinching the outright WCHA regular season title. Winning a championship is wonderful. To win a championship on your home ice, that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. And the national championship trophy obviously is a challenge to win. Our playoff championship is a tough trophy to win, but our league championship might be the tougher of all three, just because you have to do things over a consistent period of time, the whole season. You know, these 28 games that we play against all the teams, as you well know, that present challenges. And if you come out on the end of that and you're in first place, you've done something special for a long time. So we're in good position. But the big thing what we need to do is just focus on Saturday afternoon's game, get ourselves ready to play at a real high level and what we're capable of doing, because they're going to come down and they've got a little incentive.
Sure.
They've got something. We were fortunate up there. You know, we played really well the first night. The second night, we sort of stole a game from them. And so that's in the back of their minds. So they're going to come down here. The fun part is the place is going to be packed. It'll be entertaining hockey. And so hopefully we're at the level that we need to be to win that game.
All right. First-place Badgers, the second-place Gophers, again Saturday at 2 o'clock, Sunday at noon at Le Bon Arena. My thanks to head coach Mark Johnson. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy
band. It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So So Wisconsin is 1 point behind Michigan for fourth place in the final home playoff spot for the Big Ten tournament. We'll keep an eye on the Wolverine series with Michigan State this weekend. Join Ian Perrin and me Friday night at the Kohl Center for the series opener against Penn State. Pregame at 6:30 on the Badger Sports Network. Live show Wednesday, February 19th at Buck and Honey's in Monona. Put it on your calendar. Gotta go. Talk to you tomorrow. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in the U.S. Senate.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 47, the nomination is confirmed.
And Russell Vogt is President Trump's White House budget director, putting the Project 2025 architect at the helm of powerful office that he oversaw during Trump's first term. Democrats have sounded the alarm on Vogt. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says of the president's pick.
Of all of the extremists that Donald Trump elevated, of all the hard right ideologues who have come before the Senate, none of them hold a candle to Russell Vogt. He is far and away the one most dangerous to the American people.
The mass cuts to USAID are becoming more clear.
According to multiple sources, senior staff submitted a list to State Department leadership of people whose work around the world they deemed essential. But out of the about 600 on that list, Secretary of State Marco Rubio approved only 294 of them.
The goal.